Typically, when we think about preparing ourselves for the upcoming Yomim Noiroyim, for the upcoming holidays of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the intermediate days of repentance, we tend to think of what we need to do and to focus on ourselves on how to get forgiven. First of all, to focus on how to be forgiven by God for the things that we've done wrong this year. To that end, we typically say slichos, the special prayers that inspire ourselves to return to the proper service of God. And in addition to that, many people, properly so, even think about their actions between man and his friend, between their neighbors, and look forward to ways to do tshuva, to repent for their sins being adam l'chaveiro, between a man and his fellow, and to see how to ask proper forgiveness from other people for whatever wrongs one might have committed against them. Today I would like to focus on something different, particularly the other side of the coin. The side of the coin where we're going to discuss today is the obligation to forgive. Not so much to be forgiven, but the obligation to forgive when someone sins against us. It's worth noting that the Mishnah Brura in Simin Reish Lamed Tes, Sif Aleph, Sif Katan Tes, the Mishnah Brura tells us that it's appropriate for a person to forgive every person every night, even when no one specifically harmed the person, even when no one specifically asked to be forgiven for any type of harm. The Mishnah Brura quotes previous sources that think it to be meritorious for a person to concentrate and actively say and mean it in his heart that he forgives every person who harmed him in all the different ways one could potentially harm another. And he finds this to be something meritorious. From the Mishnah Brura, one can see that it's appropriate to forgive someone, even someone who has sinned against you but has not requested to be forgiven. But we do not see from the Mishnah Brura that it is an obligation to forgive under those circumstances. The Rambam, in his Laws of Tshuva, the second parak, the 9th and 10th halachas, points out that this, that Yom Kippur causes us to be forgiven for the sins that we committed between man and God, it is not mechaper us, it does not forgive us for the sins that one commits against his fellow man, until a person does two things. First, that he pay back whatever damage he's done financially to the person that he wronged, and also that he undergo the effort to be mafias, to settle with the person that he sinned against, that the person that he sinned against should come to forgive him. Here, the Rambam states explicitly that it is an obligation to forgive. The Rambam says in Halacha Yud as follows, Asur la'adam sheyiyeh achzari, it's forbidden for a person to be cruel, v'loyis pious, and to not allow himself to settle with the person who sinned against him. Elia noyach lirtzois v'kasha lichois, a person should make himself someone who is easy to appease and difficult to anger in the first place. Ubisha shemavakish mimenu ha'choyte limchoil, and at the time when the person who sinned against him will come to ask to be forgiven, he should forgive with a full heart and a complete soul. The Rambam says explicitly, it is an obligation when one is asked by the person who sinned against him to come to forgive. The Rama, in Simon Tuf Reish Vav Sif Aleph, quotes from the Talmud Yushalmi that for the sin of Motzi Shemra, for spreading lies about another person, there is no obligation to forgive. From that it seems clear that if the sin committed against the person is anything other than spreading lies about the person, meaning spreading lies is worse than other sins since it's very difficult to go back and to make sure that anyone who heard the lie in the first place gets the record corrected, and because of that, there's no obligation to forgive the person who spread the lies in the first place. So it's again mashma from the Rama. It seems from the words of the Rama that in any instance other than when there's a case of Motzi Shemra, when someone has lied and spread lies about you, that there's an obligation to forgive a person who asked to be forgiven. So the question is, where do we see this idea? From where does it come, the idea that one is obligated to forgive? So it seems from the commentators, both in the Rambam's Hilchas Tshuva and in Or HaChaim by the Ramah, that the basis for this idea comes from a Gemara Yuma, Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara over there says a very interesting maisa, a very interesting story of something that happened, where Rav had been giving a lesson, and every time he began the lesson, someone important came in to join the lesson, one after the other. And every time a new important guest came to listen, Rav began from the beginning, until it came to Rabbi Chanina. And when he went to start again by Rabbi Chanina, the other attendants in this lecture complained, and they felt that it was not appropriate for Rav to expend their time to continue repeating himself over and over again, just because Rabbi Chanina now had showed up. So Rav, in deference to the other attendants, did not start again. The Gemara accords that Rabbi Chanina was angered by this, that Rav desisted from repeating himself for Rabbi Chanina's honor. And despite extensive efforts by Rav to ask Rabbi Chanina to forgive him from the anger that he caused him, the Gemara says that 13 years in a row, on the day before Yom Kippur, the day that everyone agrees is the most appropriate day to ask someone to forgive you if you haven't otherwise come to ask them for forgiveness, 13 years Rav went to visit Rabbi Chanina to ask forgiveness, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina did not grant him forgiveness. After all this, the Gemara wants to know, why was it that Rabbi Chanina did not forgive Rav for not having repeated the lecture for him? And the Gemara makes a point of telling us what Rabbi Chanina's reason is, which I'm not going to discuss now because it doesn't meet the point of what we're looking to discuss. But we see clearly from this Gemara that had it not been that there was a very important reason why Rabbi Chanina refrained from forgiving Rav for the sin that he had committed against him, or the perceived sin that was committed against Rabbi Chanina, he would have been obligated to forgive Rav for having slighted him. It's an interesting thing to note that the forgiveness that we're describing here is not necessarily a feeling that the person who sinned against you is your best friend now, or that even to the extent that one has to pretend it never happened. We don't see anywhere that there's such an obligation. The only obligation that we see clearly that there's an obligation to forgive is that a person should allow himself to be mafuyis, to allow himself to be settled in terms of the anger that he had originally been caused. Oftentimes, when someone sins against us, we feel a hurt that comes along with that. We don't really find that there's an obligation to make yourself not feel hurt. What we do find is that it is an obligation for a person to work on himself to grant forgiveness as follows. Someone committed a sin against you, and that person realizes that what he did was wrong, and the person makes a sincere and clear effort to come and ask to be forgiven for the wrong that he has committed in the first place. Even though you might feel hurt, even though the sin that he committed against you might be something egregious, it might be something that for the rest of your life you'll remember that this person did a terrible thing, and you may think to yourself that the person is a horrible person, he's a rotten person, but the idea that we're discussing here, that there is an obligation that the Rambam brings, is a chiyuv, an obligation to forgive. That obligation is only to accept the pious, accept the settlement that the person is trying to make with you, to settle emotionally and spiritually, I suppose, the debt that he's created with you. Now, person is not obligated to settle that score, so to speak, without being paid in the event that he was caused a financial damage. If someone sinned against you because he ruined your business, so he's obviously going to have to pay a certain amount of financial damages, and we're not saying that there's an obligation to forego your right to be paid back for any financial damage you might have incurred. What we're talking about now is that there is an obligation for a person to allow himself and to settle in his own mind that it's important that if someone should come to ask forgiveness, that he should work on himself enough to be able to accept the person's pleas for forgiveness and to grant it to the person. So to review, should someone come to you and ask to be forgiven for a wrong he committed against you, the Rambam says that you are chayiv, you are obligated to forgive him. Not only to say that you forgive him, but the Rambam clearly describes that one has to try and work on himself to the point that he actually comes to forgiving the person. There is no obligation necessarily to think well of the person or to forget that the sin had ever been committed against you, but only that there's an obligation to release it and to accept the apology that the person is asking. What happens if a person sinned against you and he does not come to you to ask for an apology? Is there an obligation to forgive him? Is there a good idea to forgive him? The Gemara and Yuma there describe certain maisim of Amoraim that had someone who sinned against them and what they did to make themselves available to accept forgiveness. It seems that it would be a meritorious thing for a person to do to, if it's possible, set up a situation where the person who sinned against you will feel the desire to ask you to forgive him, and then the forgiveness should be granted. It doesn't seem, though, that it's an obligation on a person to make a point of forgiving. However, there's something else to bear in mind. Besides what we're discussing in terms of obligations, the Gemara quotes from Rava, that Gemara in Yuma that I mentioned earlier, quotes from Rava that says that kol amavar al midosav, anyone who forgives his own midos, meaning he quote-unquote gets over it in terms of something that he maybe had a right to be upset about something, kol amavar al midosav, mavirin loy al kol pesha'ov. We have a promise that God will forgive a person as he forgives to others. So it's clear from the Gemara that it's proper and beneficial for a person to forgive someone else, even if he wasn't asked. The Mishnah Berurah even quotes the Gemara in Megillah that it could lead to long life, arichas yamim, to forgive a person who had committed a sin against you. What if no one specifically asked to be forgiven and no one specifically sinned against you in the first place? So again, the Mishnah Berurah quoted that it's appropriate and proper for a person to make up with himself and to explicitly say that he forgives any person who might have slighted him or hurt him or damaged him in any of the various ways that a person could potentially be damaged. And in fact, not only is it just that an idea that the Mishnah Berurah recommends, but if you'll look in your Siddur before the Kriya Shema Lamita, before the nighttime bedtime Shema, you'll find that there is actually a prayer that was established that a person should go through the full wording of how to forgive other people, and that the culmination of that prayer is that in exchange for this, one asks from God that he should be forgiven for the wrong things that he may have done and to be set in a situation where he will not continue to sin. In the schus and the merit of our working on ourselves to learn to forgive others, may we be forgiven for all the things that we did wrong this year and have a much better and sin-free year in the future. Good day.